This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 600 new aerospace jobs are coming to El Paso County. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
Bocor is a major aerospace company founded and based in Colorado Springs. It wants to double in size over the next 5 to 8 years. As part of that plan, it will soon open 600 positions with average salaries over $160,000. State officials have already approved about $7.5 million in incentives for the project. Bocor says the Biden administration's decision to keep Space Command in Colorado helped solidify its plan to further invest in the state. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
In Hollywood, people in the entertainment industry are striking, and their supporters gathered in Denver's City Park Friday. Sheila Ivy Traister is a longtime actor, director, and local union leader.
We reflect back your faces, your dreams, your hopes, your pain, your sorrows, and they don't want to pay us to do that.
The union SAG-AFTRA has around 600 members in Colorado who are actors and other film and TV workers. There's not much production in Colorado anymore, so many of those local professionals travel for work. All of the women, trans, and non-binary residents of an East Denver shelter that's now closed have found new places to live. The Gathering Place charity housed about 70 people at a Denver Roadway Inn, but the lease ran out earlier this year. The CEO of the Gathering Place confirmed that all of those residents are now on track to receive long-term housing. Some traffic slowdowns this week. 10-minute traffic holds will continue on I-70 through Glenwood Canyon. Crews are making repairs after a mudslide earlier this month. The holds are part of helicopter operations as they replace power poles. That could continue tomorrow and Wednesday. This is CPR News and KRCC.